America's 250th birthday. It's a great excuse to have some extra cake and ice cream, but we can help your celebration go well beyond that. Show your patriotism with America 250 apparel that will become a memento of this special year. We also have special episodes on AFA Stream to help underscore that America is a Christian nation and help you find God in the Constitution. Find all of this and more in one place. afa.net/topics/250. Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Monday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. We had a great weekend at First Baptist Texarkana, something we do every year toward the end of July. We have a big summer Sunday, which is a little bit of our, so long to summer kind of service. And we have grilled hot dogs and watermelon and chips and fun drinks, what we call them, loaded waters, which was kind of like a slush, but it was just in water and ice. And we have our King of the Beach volleyball tournament, and then in water slides and bounce houses, all this fun stuff for the kids. And then we have outdoor baptisms, and we break everything. Put a stop on everything. We say, now we're going to direct our attention to outdoor baptisms, and we baptized 13 people yesterday. I had the privilege of baptizing a man 87 years old, and had been a believer for a long time, but he just really felt like he needed to have this as a show of rededication of his life to the Lord. As he gets closer, he says, you know, I'm on third base here, and it's in the bottom of the ninth. And he knows he's getting close to going home. And so he wanted to do that as his show to the Lord that, Lord, I am all in, and I love you and I trust you. And so that was really, really cool. We had three from the same family get baptized together, and that was very, very special. The dad of that family, his wife and son and daughter-in-law got baptized. He said, this is one of the greatest days of my life. And so great Sunday that we had at First Baptist Texarkana. I hope you had a good Sunday. We talked about the Ethiopian eunuch and how he came to Christ, Acts chapter 8. And the first thing when he came to put his faith and trust in Jesus that he wanted to do was to give a testimony of that decision through baptism. And he said to Philip, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said to him, if you really believe, you may. And he said, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And they went down into the water to be baptized. It's a strong biblical directive that baptism is done in a pool of water. It's not the mode of baptism is not pouring some water over your head. It's getting down into the water because you are picturing the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. So when we go down in the water, we say buried with Christ through baptism, raised to walk in newness of life. Baptism is not something that saves you. You're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. But baptism is something that shows to the world you're saved. It's a visible representation of an invisible reality. I got saved when I was 17 years old. I asked Jesus to save me, and he did. And I gave my life to him, and he gave his life to me. And I was there all by myself in my bedroom, and I didn't see with my physical eyes any of it because it was a spiritual transaction. But when I was baptized some months later, everybody could see that because it was a visible representation of an invisible reality. So great, great time of rejoicing yesterday at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Well, I want to talk to you today about something that is very, very important, and that is the agenda that is going on right now, right in front of our face, to trans our children. Now, what does Jesus think about children? Matthew chapter 19, verse 13. Then some children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. Jesus is too busy for your kids. I'm assuming that's kind of why they said, you know, get away from him. But Jesus said, let the children alone. Do not hinder them from coming to me, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. After laying his hands on them, he departed from there. Jesus wanted the kids to come to him. He wanted to put his hands on them and love on them and bless them. Jesus, as we sing in that song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world. Now, the Bible also says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or 2 feet and be cast into the eternal fire. He's speaking in hyperbole here. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have 2 eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. And he says this, verse 10, Matthew chapter 18. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven. And he goes on to say that if you deceive one of these little ones and you hurt one of these little ones, that it would be better for a millstone, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him for a heavy millstone to be hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Matthew 18, verse 6. Well, what do we see today? We see people purposely going after little ones and trying to destroy little ones. I don't know if you saw this, but there is a program in Minnesota, no shock there, that is so sickening and so unbelievable that they are pushing this stuff. It's the transing of kids. And it was reported, this is coming out of the University of Minnesota, and this is the commercial. They're called My Gender Dolls, and they're pushing this on schools. This was the news report about Tim Walz's Minnesota.
Those are the names of the new transgender dolls that will reportedly debut this fall in Minnesota classrooms to kids as young as 4. They even include removable genitals. My Gender Dolls was launched by 2 professors at the University of Minnesota Medical School, which reportedly began as a research project at the taxpayer-funded university. The Big Weekend Show reached out to the university and My Gender Dolls for comment, but we have not heard back.
Unbelievable. This is coming from university professors. And here is the commercial. This is what they have put together themselves to tell us and roll out this My Gender Doll and this push on kids for the transing of children.
My name's Ashley, and I'm excited to talk to you about a project we've been working on at the National Center for Gender Spectrum Health called My Gender Dolls. These dolls were designed by transgender and gender diverse artists. They are intended to be a therapeutic tool for transgender and gender diverse kids to explore how they see themselves or how they'd like to see themselves in terms of gender identity and gender expression. The My Gender Dolls are made up of multiple layers, and the first of these are the bodies. Because all kids should be able to see themselves represented, we have lots of different options for skin tones and body sizes. Along with the choice of bodies, the My Gender Dolls also include genitals. This is important because kids can learn that all gender identities and gender expressions are valid, no matter how your body looks.
I just got to stop it there. It's just unbelievable. And obviously, Tim Walz is he's for all the transing of kids there in Minnesota. He's the guy that pardoned the pedophile, the guy that was raping his 10-year-old niece, he pardoned him because he said Minnesota's not made more safe if we deport this guy or whatever. And so, you know, he had a very light sentence for the multiple rapes on this 10-year-old girl that was a family member. And Tim Walz, you know, didn't see anything wrong with that. That guy's brain is twisted. Now, we know from Romans chapter 1 that when you reject God, he gives you over to sexual immorality. He gives a society and a person over to homosexual immorality. And then he gives a society over to a reprobate mind, a mind that no longer functions morally. And you can't morally add up 2 + 2. And this shows you how deceptive the devil is. The devil is, as Jesus said, he is a liar and the father of lies. He's not a, you know, a two-bit liar. He's not, you know, in the running for liar of the year. He is the OG liar. He is the greatest liar. He's a liar that can make you believe the most outlandish things, such as a biological female can be a male, a biological male can be a female. 50 years ago, people just said, "Well, if you think that," to quote the late great Adrian Rogers, "you have room to rent upstairs unfurnished." I mean, something's not working right in your brain, because it's obvious, as plain as the nose on your face. I was interacting with some things on the X platform yesterday, and this guy was dressed up like a girl. "When will you guys learn that we are women? Trans women are women." You know, they just say it over and over and over again. I said, you know, just you just need to accept this fact, all you bigots and transphobes, and, you know, the typical slurs that they throw out there and pejoratives. I said, "Why don't you accept the fact of science, the fact of common sense, the fact of scripture, that you are a biological male? That seems to be the thing that would help you the most." Now, when you think about trans, these are the numbers. I didn't make this up. Trans people are 3 to 5 times the national average on suicide, way up from the national average, the amount of people that kill themselves. The attempted suicide is 7 to 8 times more than the national average. Well, we have those that want to tell us, well, yeah, the reason that is because they're just so ostracized by society, and you guys, the transphobic people, you know, you're just putting so much pressure on them that they just feel like all they can do is go kill themselves. Well, that's one way to look at it, the wrong way to look at it. The other way to look at it is you have so divorced yourself from reality. You have so kicked against the goads, so to speak, to the point where you can't kick anymore. You know, remember the Lord told Paul, "It is hard for you to kick against the goads." The goad is a sharp, pointy stick that the farmer would use to hit his oxen to get it to go in the right direction. Well, it's hitting him on the side, and the ox would kick back. Well, you can't kick the goad because the goad is hitting you on the side. You can only kick backward. You know, your leg doesn't kick in a zillion, if you're an ox, doesn't kick in a zillion different directions. And so if I'm hitting you from the side, you can't kick me there. And so it's hard to kick against the goads. And these people are trying to kick against what God has set up. And it only ends in disaster. It ends with a person just reaching the end of his or her rope and saying, I don't want to live anymore. I've exhausted everything. You know, the foolishness of man rages against the Lord, whereas you can just yield to the Lord. You say, "All right, Lord, you are God alone, and you set up the rules, and I don't set up the rules. And so I can fight against your rules, and I can fight against your morality or and lose, or I can yield to your rules, which are perfect, your laws, which are perfect, and yield to your morality and get in on the good things you want to do in my life and through my life. So much better to choose the latter. Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. We're talking about the transgender insanity and the transing of kids. We'll be right back on American Family Radio.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe. But did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound, and $140 helps to rescue 5 babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking about pushing the trans agenda on children. So we had mentioned about the transgender dolls that are supposedly going to be introduced into Minnesota classrooms. To teach kids about the fact that sex and gender are different. You know, okay, so they can't deny biological sex. You know, we had the University of California at San Francisco medical chancellor before Congress, and he was, I mean, he just made such a fool out of himself because he's supposedly over this medical school, and they're asking him basic questions about who can get pregnant. And he said, well, trans men can get pregnant. The lady said, "What? You mean a biological woman? Because there are only two sexes. They're male and female. And an XY male cannot get pregnant. Do you understand? Do you teach biology at your school?" "Oh, yeah, we teach biology. But we also, teach transgenderism." And he didn't say it like that, but he opened it up to like, but we, you know, we are open and we want to care for transgender people. And they try and make it sound like they're so noble and so loving and so caring. And isn't that just like the devil? He's a liar and the father of lies. Jesus said he would be able to deceive, if possible, even the elect, Matthew chapter 24. I mean, he's not just a good liar. He's not a great liar. He's not the best liar. He is the father of lies. And he can make you think that up is down and black is white, and a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man. And he can do it in such a way that you think you are on the moral high ground. You think that you are the savior of kids and the champion of kids. Tim Walz, no doubt, I've watched enough interviews with him. He really thinks that about himself. Well, we're not like these Neanderthals. We love our trans community. We love our trans kids. We're here for them. We're fighting for them. And they think they're being so kind when in reality, they're being so cruel. They're destroying kids' lives. And they're doing it under the guise, under the banner of kindness and love and compassion. That's how deceptive the devil is. You pull off the blinders and all of a sudden you see this is the real story. Now, I saw a a little clip just this morning from Kirk Cameron. He was talking about Brave Books, and he was promoting Brave Books. And he talked about how Disney is using their influence and their power to push the trans agenda on children. And there was a Zoom video with Disney executive Karen Burke and her team. She's the general entertainment president. And she was talking about, hey, we want to have at least 50% of the characters that are going to appear on our movies and programs to be LGBTQ characters, either trans or homosexual or racial minorities. That's what they're pushing. And she said, you know, I have a vested interest in this because two of my children are queer. One is trans and one is pansexual. Well, Jordan, that happened in 2022 where that was leaked. And Jordan Peterson got a hold of that. And I've played this clip before, but it bears repeating because he puts this in proper perspective. This is what Jordan Peterson had to say about it.
So, a while back, Disney executive mentioned on video, she said, well, I have two children, 5 and 7. One is trans and the other is pansexual. And I just thought mathematically right away, it's like the chance you have a trans kid is 1 in 3,000. That's not a very high chance. And let's say the chance that you have a pansexual kid is the same, whatever pansexual means. I don't even know how to calculate those odds. But whatever that is rarer than trans, because no one ever even heard about it until 5 years ago. So the joint probability that you have a trans kid and a pansexual kid is 1 in 9 million. The odds that you're a pathological narcissist sacrificing your own children to the glorification of your compassion is 8,999,999 to 1. So, like, do you have a trans kid and a pansexual kid, or are you a devouring mother?
I would say she's a devouring mother. She has no doubt influenced her kids. Kids don't think like that unless the parents are pushing it or the schools are pushing it, because that is not normal for them to think that way. But, you know, it used to be all about coming out to say that you're gay. Oh, you know, I've always liked the same sex, as you hear people say. And so I'm coming out. People don't do that very much anymore. I don't see it very much anymore, where people say they're coming out as homosexual. They're almost always coming out now as trans. It's like the latest fad to be trans. Now, my daughter Jill is, she works for From His Heart Ministries and such a blessing, my oldest daughter. And she sent me a clip of an influencer named Trisha Finemore. And I'd never heard of her before, but she was talking about this issue of transgenderism. And man, I think she hit the nail on the head. This is a little lengthy, but it is so good. So I want to play this from Trisha Finemore.
Here's why I believe transgenderism is a psyop from big pharma and health insurance companies. Is because I remember learning about transgenderism back in 2006. It was my first women's studies course in college, and the professor very confidently and repeatedly would say, gender is between your ears, sex is between your legs. And as a 19-year-old atheist, liberal, feminist, I remember sitting there thinking, that is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. That makes absolutely no sense. And it still makes absolutely no sense. These institutions, big pharma, big medical, whatever, have created the concept of gender. You can't isolate where gender is in somebody's brain. It's an untestable, unprovable thing. It's a concept that they've created to sell people unnecessary goods and services. Goods meaning hormone replacements, services meaning surgeries where you cut off body parts and try to create new ones. If you knew the life cycle cost of being transgender and how much big medical companies benefit, how much big pharma benefits from one person being transgender, and you say, Trisha, they're not that evil. Trisha, big pharma's not that bad. Big medical, they do a lot of good. Big pharma, they're not that evil. Tell that to all my friends who are in the ground because big pharma lied to them that opiates weren't addictive. I'll give you their phone numbers. You can call them. They're not going to answer because they're dead, but maybe their widows will. Maybe their orphans will. Maybe their grieving parents will answer, because that same institution just a few years ago had the bright idea, we're going to prescribe basically legal heroin, and we're going to tell people it's not addictive, and we're going to just see what happens. And then we're going to blame the people for getting addicted to it and call them stupid because they should have known better, right? Right? Just the way these detransitioners are being cast off. Well, they should have known better. They should have known better at the age of 14. I also don't trust Big Pharma because at the age of 15, I was put on SSRIs. They told me I had some dopamine or serotonin level, whatever, whatever. It was the wrong levels, but nobody ever measured the levels. I knew that at the age of 15. I said, how are they going to tell me I have a shortage of something if they've never measured it to begin with? They're liars. They're liars peddling your own demise, and then they will blame you when you fall prey to it. That is the history of Big Pharma.
Wow. Very insightful there, in my opinion. And I have zero respect for Big Pharma, because I think Big Pharma are big liars. And if you need any more proof, research the Sackler family, the people that came up with OxyContin. How many people did they kill? They didn't care. They knew that their drug was addictive, but they lied about it and they got it pushed through the FDA. I mean, it's sickening. You know, you see sometimes where people post on social media and they'll say something about the media lying or Big Pharma lying, and they have evidence, and the tag is, you can't hate these people enough. Well, I don't hate any individual, but I hate those organizations. I hate the lies that come from the CDC. I hate the lies that come from mainstream media. I hate the lies that come from Big Pharma. You know, you're lying about things that will destroy people's lives. And the lies that are coming from the medical community concerning transgenderism. And what Tricia said, yeah, I was in class and the professor said, you know, gender is between your ears and biological sex is between your legs. And they're trying to separate those two. That is ridiculous. Gender and sex are inseparably linked. God made you male or female. And if there's an outlier in there, that doesn't mean that that's some other gender. We're born normally with two arms and two legs, with 10 fingers and 10 toes. Somebody who's born without a leg doesn't mean, well, there's this the third kind, you know, of normal, where you can be born without a leg. No, that we all know that is abnormal. Something went wrong in the development because you didn't develop a leg, or you didn't develop fingers, or whatever it is. Well, as I stated earlier, the remedy for a person who is really struggling, like a Bruce Jenner, who'd been struggling all this time, you don't have to struggle with that. You just have to say, okay, this is the way God made me. I think I'm a woman, but I look in the mirror, I'm obviously a man. I have all the body parts of a man. Guess what? My thinking is wrong. And so what do? I start training my mind in the truth. You know, if you tell yourself, well, you know, I really feel like 2 + 2 = 5. Well, okay, your feelings are wrong. Well, I really think 2 + 2 = 5. Okay, what you think is wrong. You need to start thinking what is right. What does the Bible say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8? I was listening to it this morning as I was getting ready. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. So don't let your mind dwell on lies. So if you're struggling in this area, just start flooding your mind with the truth. Yeah, I know I feel this way, but my feelings are wrong. You know, I think about, and I wrote about this in my book, The Devil's Newsroom, about JFK Jr. when he crashed his plane. And most people think that, you know, he got vertigo. And, you know, when a pilot gets that and you feel like up is down and down is up, and you can't, you know, can't decipher things, you can't see. And he was not instrument flight rated. I'm going off memory here. I think he was just visually flight rated. He shouldn't have been flying at the time that he was flying because it was going to be hard to see. He had a great plane. If he had just trusted, if he put it in autopilot and trusted the instruments, he wouldn't have crashed. But obviously he didn't do that. And what he thought was right was actually wrong. What he thought was going up was actually going down. And he ended up crashing, believing a lie. He didn't try and kill himself and his passengers. He wasn't trying to do that. He was trying to safely fly from point A to point B, but he crashed because he believed the lies. He didn't trust his instruments. He trusted his feelings. That's what's happening to so many people. They're not trusting the truth of the Word of God, the truth of biological science, the truth of common sense, the truth of history. I mean, think about the years that man has been on this earth. You know, Jordan Peterson said, like, this Disney executive, she has a pansexual child. He said, what is that? That nobody even knew what that was up until a few years ago. And so you go back in history. What did people say about men and women? What did they say about homosexuality? This is a mental disorder. There's something wrong with you. And it's not that what you believe is right and everybody else is wrong. It's what you believe is wrong. And it goes against the way that God created this world and the way that God has set up the boundary markers for morality. And the sooner you get on board with what God has set up and what God has instituted, the sooner you can experience joy and peace in life. God is waiting on you to yield. As the poem says, my child, will you yield? Will you give up the flowers for a crown? Well, you're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, the pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas, and the founder of From His Heart Ministries. From His Heart is heard every weeknight at 6 p.m. Central Time right here on American Family Radio. When you hear the music, you know that we're getting ready to go to a break. And so as we like to do in this third segment, we're going to open up the phone lines for your call, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. If you have a question, if you have a comment, I would love to hear from you because it's always a joy to hear from our listeners. So pick up the phone and give me a call and let's talk.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email pastorjeff@fromhisheart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. Hey, I want to let you know about our trip going to Israel in April 2027, April 2nd through the 11th. We would love for you to come and be a part of our group. We're going to walk where Jesus walked. We're going to have a great, great time. It really is the trip of a lifetime, and I've been there a number of times, and every time it's just it's a special pilgrimage, and things just come to life anew and afresh. And so we're going April 2nd through the 11th. You can go to fromhisheart.org, fromhisheart.org, and click the link that's titled Holy Land 2027. Find out all the particulars, where we're going to be, and the price and all that stuff. And if you have any questions, you can just email us, and we would love to talk to you about it. But it's going to be a great, great trip. We'd love to have you join us. Well, we're talking about pushing the trans agenda on children. And what triggered this discussion today was when I saw the commercial for My Gender Dolls coming out of where? University of Minnesota. Minnesota, the state that is so horribly run, beyond horrible, by Tim Walz, the governor there, whose moral compass has broken. That guy, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't want to be sued. But it's just unbelievable that guy would be elected as governor and was Kamala Harris's running mate. He could have been the vice president. That guy is deceived and deceiving, as the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. The amount of fraud that has taken place in his state is staggering. And the amount of people saying, obviously, he knew this was going on and did nothing about it, staggering. And now pushing from the University of Minnesota, these My Gender Dolls to promote transgenderism in schools. Unbelievable. And so this is what AI says about it. I asked the fictitious question to AI today. My Gender Dolls will save children and the Republic. Every school should teach how to be trans. And so normally what I found with Grok is bent to the left. But if you pose something that's so pro, so off the wall to the left, Grok will pull back. And this is what Grok said. Dolls, curriculum models, modules, or social transition that treat sex as optional or fluid do not protect children. They amplify confusion, medicalize normal development, normal developmental discomfort, and recruit kids into irreversible pathways. Teaching, quote, how to be trans, unquote, is ideology, not education. Schools exist to transmit literacy, numeracy, science, and critical thinking, not to recruit for a contested medical and cultural project. Parents, not activists or administrators, hold primary responsibility for a child's sexed body and psychological development. Well, good for Grok. That is normal and right and solid and sane, what Grok posted there in the paragraph, because any of this other stuff is insanity in all caps, bold, italics, underlined. It's just crazy. Well, we're going to the phone lines, 888-589-8840. Love to hear from you. And we have Jerry on the line from Texas. Jerry, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, Pastor. Good talking to you again.
Yes, sir.
I am a guest lecturer at one of the universities in Texas. They might say howdy and whoop, but I teach I guest lecture as a part-time and helping in one of the more blue-collar kind of professions. And every semester before we start, I always tell them that we're here for the truth, not just in the subject that we're imparting the knowledge on, but in anything that they may have questions for. I tell them that, you know, the parochial K-12 have failed you as students in teaching you how to logically think, but you're in a university, and that's what our expectation is. And that no matter what, the truth is the truth. If you don't like it, please come to me. We can discuss it logically. We can walk through it step by step. But fortunately, the department that I'm in, a lot of the students are, I mean, they're coming back to Christ. I have multiple conversations about how they have relationship with Jesus, and they can't believe the things that are going on in their country and in their state. So I just want to let you know that, and I appreciate all that you do, brother.
Hey, that's good news, Jerry, that you're hearing that, and I appreciate the fact that they're letting you teach in the classroom in the university setting. You're exactly right. Truth is, you may not like it. Truth is not what you think. It's not what you feel. It's not what you want it to be. It's what God says. God is the creator. God set it up. And if you don't like something, let's say you don't like the way you were made. You don't like the fact that you're a biological male. You wanted to be a biological female. Well, you can slice and dice. You can take drugs. Guess what? It's not going to change the fact that every cell of your body is XY male. It's just not going to change. As one man said, politician from North Carolina, you can put on a dress, you can put on lipstick, you can do whatever you want. It doesn't change the fact of who you are. And as I said, the sooner you get in line with God and the way he made you, maybe you would like to be taller. I always wanted to be 6 foot five. I'm 5'10 and a half, maybe 5'10. I think I'm going the other way now. I always wanted to be 6'5". Guess what? I'm not 6'5". And so I can be resentful and bitter because I'm not the way I wanted to be, or I can just imagine that I'm really 6'5", or I can imagine that I can run like Usain Bolt or whatever. Those things just aren't, that's not reality. So I have to live in reality. And you change the things that you can change, and you accept the things you can't change. And okay, this is who I am, and this is the way God made me. Now, I can change in my personality, I can change in how I treat people, I can change in lots of ways. The Christian life is all about growth and change. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2 says. So we change in how what the Lord is doing in our lives. We become more like Christ. He must increase and I must decrease. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. You shall be holy, for I am holy. We change that way for sure. But as far as things in our physical situation, well, most of the time you can't change that. You can't get taller. You can eat better. You can diet. You can exercise. You can change your body that way. You can lift weights and things like that. But you're not going to change XY to XX. It ain't going to happen because that's the way God made you. And so yield to that and say, Lord, use me the way you made me, and I want to get in on your plan for my life. Well, we have Elaine on the line from Texas. Elaine, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hi. I love listening to you. And I've prayed about this, and it's gone on for a couple of years. I have a trans person in our women's Bible study who is a male, and he has the founding pastor had written a book, and you know, we're really a Bible teaching church, and you know, all are welcome. I just prayed about it's so sad when I see this person for, you know, several weeks we do a Bible study. He's very quiet, doesn't contribute much, does not talk about himself at all. Mm-hmm. You know, he will go around the table and he'll just bypass. He doesn't wear a dress, but, you know, he's got the fingernails and everything. But anyway, I just wanted to know, I guess I'm trying to figure out exactly how to love him. I've tried to make conversation with him. He also goes to lunch with us after the Bible study, and it's all women. So it's just, he has no place. Mm-hmm. It's so hard.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that's why so many of them commit suicide, because they're trying to be something they're not. And so this guy who's a biological male, he separated himself from men. He's trying to be a woman. You're never going to be accepted by women because you're not a woman. We had a guy, now we have, Elaine, a men's group that meets every Thursday at lunch. We call it Man Up. And we had somebody very, very confused, very bad background, family of origin. But she was thinking, well, I need to become a man. And we very candidly told her, you're never going to be accepted here. And this is for men, and you're not a man. And so, you know, we were just saying that, yeah, we're not going to facilitate your fantasy here. And so if you're a woman that wants to come to Man Up to learn about how to be a man, you might want to come once, and because you're supporting the different speaker or whatever, we have some women that do that, but they're not trying to pretend to be a man. So I think if it were me, I would sit down with this person and just say, you know, you're really, you're welcome to come to this church, but when it's a women's Bible study, that is for women. You know, you wouldn't let, if we're going to have a children's event, you wouldn't let somebody pretending, you know, a guy in his 40s that wants to come and participate in the first grade Sunday school class party. It'd be like, wait a minute, this is not for you, because you don't fit the parameters here. And so I think I would honestly sit down with a person like that and just say, listen, we love you, but this is not, this is awkward for everybody. You're making it awkward for everybody. And as I said, I think that's why so many of them commit suicide, because they are a man without a country. They're a person that's just in limbo. And so they flock together to try and have some kind of community. But their heart is raging against the Lord, because he's the one who made them this way. And they're fighting that. They're fighting God on the very basic plane of who am I? And as John MacArthur so aptly said, you know, it's Romans 1. I reject God. I reject God's word, God's will, God's ways. I shake my puny little fist in his face and say, God, you're not going to tell me who I am. I'm going to tell you who I am. And that is the formula for disaster that leads to everlasting hell. And so that would be my counsel there, Elaine. I think I would sit down privately with the pastor and talk to that person and pray over that person and just ask God to open blind eyes to the truth. But that's not an easy conversation. All right. Well, thank you, Elaine. God bless you. We have Billy on the line from Huntsville. Billy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Billy?
Yes, I don't know if you remember me. I'm a member at First Baptist. I haven't spoken in a while.
From Huntsville, Alabama?
No, sir. I'm from Texarkana.
Oh, it says Huntsville, Alabama.
I moved to Huntsville. Yes, sir. I really think that times are short. And what we're talking about today, the trans movement, it's just a subset of a larger movement of delusion, the spirit of delusion. The world is being led to hell by the Pied Piper. Well, I don't know how to spell this out just in this short call. I can message you later. But how do you feel about signs that God puts across random events, like the Space Shuttle Columbia? I will hold that out. I don't think this is just mere coincidence that Israel's first astronaut's name was on the left leading edge of the mission patch, and that's where the foam hit. He also took a Torah scroll from that was in his family. His family's a Holocaust survivor. And, how do you feel that God, does God use tragedies like this to send signs?
Yes. And so, you know, Jesus was asked in Luke chapter 13, says, now that on the same occasion, there were some present who reported to him, Jesus, about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. And Jesus said, do you suppose that these Galileans were greater sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this fate? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. So the Lord uses those things to try and get our attention. He uses natural disasters. A disaster doesn't come if a sparrow doesn't fall to the ground without God's okay. A disaster definitely doesn't come and hit a city, a nation, whatever, without God allowing that to happen. And he always allows things to happen for a purpose. It's to get our attention to see how desperately we need him. So that is my two cents on that. But I appreciate the call. Well, thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. We are out of time. But as we love to say on this program, what are the two things in the Christian life that we are to do? We're to shine for Christ. That's how we live. We're to share. We're to open our mouths and share and tell people about Jesus, who is mighty to save. So go out today and shine and share and let God use your life. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.